Things of light, and welcome back this week. This is astrophysics class 1-2. The first month, the second lesson, blessings of light. Last week we talked about the rainbow bridge and the need for establishing the rhythm of the rainbow bridge in our consciousness. At today's end of this lesson, we are going to ask you to share with your group some of your experiences you had in establishing your rainbow bridge. So you can concentrate on that now, and you will share it after this tape is completed at the end of today's lesson. Today we're going to look at the 9 months and study, practice, foundation, visualize prayer, and success. It's important that we know how we are moving on this path. This first month, we are dealing with over the rainbow and the color red. We wish to establish these teachings to your very physical body. And in the next lesson, we'll be doing this by establishing a deeper understanding within your heart and within your knowledge of how this light touches your physical body. In the second month, 4 lessons, we'll be concentrating on color your life and the color orange. On the third month, positive you and the color yellow. On the fourth month, mental control and the color green. On the fifth month, development of mastery, the color blue. On the sixth month, blending the higher and lower, the color indigo, like a midnight sky. If you take all the stars out of the sky at night and you look at that color, it's not black, it's a deep, deep indigo, the color of the universe. And so that's the indigo of the midnight sky we're asking you to look at that time. And in your meditations when you're going over this rainbow bridge. Then in the seventh month, we bring God individualized in the color violet. The eighth month, stepping into light and the gold. And in the ninth month, I am that I am in the white light. We are moving you, as we said, through the first 3 months of over the rainbow and color your light and positive you from the outer to the inner consciousness. And in the establishment of moving from this lower to the higher, we take the next 3 months of taking mental control, development of mastery, and then moving and blending this higher and lower consciousness. In the last 3 months, we concentrate on God individualization, stepping into light, and the law of identification, which is known as I am that I am, or in Sanskrit is Om Tat Sat Om. Om Tat Sat Om. Om. Tat Sat Om is the Sanskrit term for I am that I am, or thou art that thou art, if you want to say it in the Old English tradition. So you have 9 months. We are going over the rainbow bridge, moving systematically through a sequential system and pattern in order to reach a God-conscious state. If you practice seriously, loyally, and religiously, you will attain God-consciousness. Now, the first point that we come to in the working of this mystical power of the rainbow bridge is study. You must study each one of these colors as you go over them, that you get a fix on the color itself. Not what it means, not what month it covers, not what area of consciousness or mind or where it's at in the body right this moment, but to establish the rapport with that vibratory rate. So you're concentrating and studying that particular color. You're also studying about God consciousness. So you should find books of truth, the self-help books, spiritual scriptures, mystical scriptures, ancient wisdoms, things and literature that lead you to God. And when I say things, I mean spiritual regalia too, that inspires you and uplifts you, that may have been used by some great master, saint, or holy man, or blessed for you. So study is the most important part, and you should have a study period every day where you study your notes, where you study what you've got the week before. So during the week that you can study and absorb this information. See, you're going to find as you get charged in the classes, as you go out and deal with the world, that charge will wear off. And at first it may only be that one night, the first night you come. But then as you continue, the charge will stay longer until you are charged with pure white light and your auras are brilliant and bright and you're clear in consciousness. That's the objective of this training, is to reach this clear state. So you're studying God, for you wish to have a mystical union with God. Knowledge of God is precious. Understanding of God is more precious. Belief in God and faith in God is even more precious. But to be as an individual with God is the most precious of all gifts. Be with God. And so study how to be with God. How to be every day with God in every way. When you dress for God. When you eat your food, eat for God. When you hug your loved one, hug them for God's sake. Hug them for God. Do everything for God, and God will be constantly, consciously with you, and you will not be alone, separate, and in the illusion of separation. The second step is practice. This cannot be overemphasized enough, practice. The biggest failure we see of students on the path not being able to attain the spiritual powers and gifts is a lack of discipline of the practice. The repetition of doing the meditation at the same time every day for that mystical union, that oneness with God. Practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice gives discipline. Practice creates confidence. Practice builds willpower. Practice gives dominion over desire. Practice gives you control of your life when you practice this rainbow bridge: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, and white. That clear white light. And to rest in that white light in the presence and the power of God. That is your first objective. But now is your meditation, as we have done in the last process, we've taken you up the rainbow bridge and back down. You will continue that this week, going up the bridge and back down as you did in the process last week. It's important that you build this up and returning movement, that you reach the highest you can and return with that vibration, with that high state of consciousness, with that high mystical union, and open your eyes again in this dimension, in this time, in this space, in this circumstance, in this life. So practice cannot be overemphasized. Without practice, there would be no professionals in the world, no business people in the world. There'd be no good marriages in the world. There'd be no good relationships. It all takes practice. There's no professional parents. There's no professional lovers. We're all learning as we grow. And you will grow through practice. Practice establishes it, this teaching, the it that I'm talking about, establishes it deeper and deeper and deeper in consciousness. Just like we were talking about building that path last week and breathing that color, setting in the right position, choosing the right time of meditation. All these are your practice, your discipline within that practice. See, the one that practices will learn. They will grow. See, we can teach you, but your practice is how you learn. No one can learn you anything, but they certainly can teach you things. And so we can teach you, but you must put it into practice to learn. You must be the teacher of yourself. You must teach your body, your emotions, your mind, your psyche, your creative power, your individuality, your universality. You must teach them all to be one in union with the other, moving as one unit, one wholeness of beingness, your wholeness, your oneness of beingness, moving in that consciousness. So practice builds foundation. Be convinced within your consciousness of this foundation of the rainbow bridge. See, if you do not have something to reflect upon, light will just continue its movement. But light takes something to reflect upon in order to establish a foundation. When that foundation is established, it becomes a lumen. Just like the Earth's surface is illumined, the atmosphere is illumined, you shine that light off a mirror or off of a shiny surface is illumined, so you will be illumined by the reflections of the pure light of God consciousness in the foundation of your mind, in the foundation of your soul, in the foundation of your spirit. You will have a matrix pattern to capture these vibrations. You will have some place to reflect upon. If you did not have the ABCs, you don't think of them every time you write letters, do you? And you don't think of your numbers counting 1 to 100 or 1,000 or as far as you can go every time you do numbers. They are in the subtler fields of our consciousness waiting to give us or serve us as we need. So as you build the foundation of the colors, they are waiting there to serve you, the master on the path, the master unfolding. The foundation of power will be by the degree of rhythm and vibration of establishing this rainbow bridge in your consciousness. Now the colors are from the higher abstract mind. So you're getting out of the lower levels of your consciousness. You're getting out of your physical sense orientation. You're getting out of your sensations of emotions. You're getting out of your reason, logic, and thinking intellectual natures. You're getting out of your knowledge and your belief to have a merging with God. The first merging takes place at the heart. You must be able to withdraw your consciousness up out of the personality levels of the physical, emotional, mental. These are called the personality levels. And they deal with the first three colors here. If these colors are predominant in your life, you are predominantly in a personal level. The psychic color is green, and the higher creative and spiritual colors is blue, indigo, and violet, and the ascending colors is the gold and the white. These are the ascending. These break the earth bondage. And they go to a wider spectrum of establishment of their identity. While these have diversity, they go to the darkest side of red to the lightest side of red. The darkest side would be called the personality side. The brighter side is called the spiritual side. But the golden mean in between, the straight and narrow, this path of the balanced color gives you the center of the field, keeps you centered. So be sure and use the center of the hue as you go over this rainbow bridge to build this foundation in consciousness. You're first building the root upward and downward. You are building a path. Now there's an actual electromagnetic energy moving over the nervous system from the heart center up to the brain over the vagus nerve. As it moves over the vagus nerve, this is called in ancient Sanskrit, Antakarana, translated rainbow bridge. What you're doing is you're lifting your heart to God. Literally, you're taking the energy, the electromagnetic currents that are based within the heart center and moving them up into the head center. So every time you meditate, you're creating this path physiologically, you're creating this path mentally, and you're creating this union spiritually. You will remember the colors, you will see the colors, you will see color in the colors, a light in there, and then you will see the living essence of the beingness that is that color. The colors have consciousness. There are great beings there, Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, all the great religious leaders of the world have moved through these fields. There is no one that goes from this dimension into the higher dimensions without moving through this spectrum. This is called the planetary bridge. Later you will learn other color spectrums. But this is a spectrum of light for this particular planet and vibrates within the atmosphere of this planet. As we establish our foundations, we began to learn by using our visualization processes how to use visualized prayer. There are many movements to prayer, but when you can see your prayer clearly, and it's not just words or some abstract idea or saying, God, give me whatever I need, the more specific you can be, the faster the manifestation. The clearer you can be and the quicker you let it go, the faster the manifestation. The more you hang on to your prayer, the longer it's going to take for it to happen. You can reinforce the prayer. But see, when you create the vision, there's a point where you're going to leave that vision go automatically when you focus on something else. So the visualized prayer technique is very powerful and has been used by mystics, saints, and holy beings from the beginning of time to this present time. They've shown God what they want. Now, we are success-oriented beings, and we are seeking success. We're looking for success, we're asking for success, and so I'm going to give you a little chant to say this week. And you may just continue this for the rest of the course until you have the dynamic attunement to success. Success. I am a success. I am a success, 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 I am a success. That little chant, I am a success, what are we doing? Are we repeating it because we don't know what it is? True. That's true. The more we repeat it, the closer we get to the essence of success. And we begin to have in our subconscious mind, because we're calling for success, the qualities and the power that will bring success. Persistent determination will bring you success. There's law to success. The law of success says you can have anything you want if you know exactly what you want, and you're persistently determined to get it and willing to pay the price. Knowing exactly what you want, making it specific. Persistently determined. Determining persistently that you will succeed. Nothing can stop you. Success. Willing to pay the price. You're going to have to spend time, emotions, mental consciousness, creative consciousness, building this power. Success can be taught. As you practice your courage, your confidence in yourself and your ability of self-mastery will bring you more success in those areas. Your success will build. And as you call for success, the things in your subconscious mind and in your heart and knowledge and in the higher consciousness, persons, places, and things will become magnetic to you for your success. Whatever you keep regenerating over and over and over, you become a magnetic center for. So study, practice, foundation, visualize prayer, and success. Now let's take them again. Study. Let me share with you what I did when I was first on this path, when I was given the charge to study. Well, I was living in not in California or in the mainland at that particular time. I had gone to Hawaii, and in Hawaii it is very comfortable. And so you really don't feel like doing a bunch of things during the day and studying. You like to go lay on the beach, wear rubber slippers, and talk story, eat plate lunch, have good time. So during the day wasn't much time for me to study. Then in the afternoons I worked, but I got off at 11 o'clock at night. So I decided when I got home at midnight, this would be my hour first to meditate and then to study until 3 o'clock in the morning and then do my mystical union at 3 o'clock in the morning. See, I didn't trust myself to get up at 3 o'clock. So I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock, till after 3 o'clock. So my study period, because I was attuning to subtle vibrations, I did not want to be influenced by other thought forms and other emotional strata. I waited till the strata was calm in the valley where I was living, Manoa Valley, and I waited till the vibrations were calm there, and then I did my practices and did my work, and I got subtler and subtler levels that way. So I picked this study period, and every night I began to study at that time. And God would come to me, masters would come to me, saints would come to me, angels would come to me and talk to me at that time. I had a vortex, a study vortex, open for extraordinary and supernatural experiences. I ask for those things. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Persistent determination brings success. So a study period is very important, that you get the same rhythms to the study period as you do for the meditation. This will satisfy the intellect. If you do not satisfy the intellect, you will find it being not an ally on the path, but being your enemy. It's going to tear everything apart. It's skeptical, it wants proof. Show me. It's willful. It is not going to give you the higher consciousness until it is satisfied. The will center in this country of the United States and in a lot of the Western countries is overdeveloped. And everybody is willful and not willing to practice, but they want to do what they want to do. They think this is individuality, but it's really separateness and loneliness. And if you talk to most of the people, they are suffering in these states of consciousness. By having a particular study period, there are other groups studying all around the planet at different times. You may want to pick a time when there's another group studying that you're interested in, and you will tune into that vibratory rate, and that principality can lift you. Know that the ministers, the teachers, myself, or this astrophysics school are praying for you and for your success in study, and in mystical union, in all of the techniques that we are giving you here. Practice. Again, establishing the correct time and being on time, being there for the practice. It is important that you keep a rhythm in your practice. Rhythm, once you have harmony, you will see the things that are untrue and unreal in the world, because the things that are untrue and unreal are out of harmony. They are not in rhythm. They have chaotic flows. And when you have a steady rhythm, you will see all chaotic flows. If you have not created enough rhythm, then you will be deluded again. Practice creates a rhythm. Practice, practice, practice. That's why we establish these different times, 6, 12, 6 and 12, and the mystical union time of 3 in the morning for meditation. Be honest to God. I won't be there watching you in my physical. I'll be with you in spirit. I will not be there interfering with your personal life, but I'll be there for your soul and spiritual growth. I will come to you not only over these tapes, but I'll come to you in the inner planes, blessing and uplifting you in your hours of need. Call upon us. We're here to serve you. By practice, you give us an opportunity to join with you. You give masters, saints, and holy beings who are in harmonious flows a magnetic call. Come, and the call compels the answer. Foundation in your subconscious mind, in your experiences. See, if you only put it in your subconscious mind, you may gain a lot of intellectual knowledge. And you may have a lot of intellectual knowledge. You can tell people all about it. But can you do it? Can you be the one to do it? By foundation, through experiential knowledge, you'll gain understanding. You'll be on the path to wisdom. It is your experiences that give you knowledge. When you re-experience your knowledge, you gain wisdom. We are building wisdom as the foundation in consciousness. It gives us a strong platform to work from when you do not have the solidity of the earth under your feet. You'll need a strong base to work from. Otherwise, you flow here and there, fluttering like a butterfly from flower to flower, a bee to flower to flower, a monkey jumping from limb to limb. You will not have that steadiness of vibration. You need a steady, freed, concentrated, voluntary attention. In the visualized prayer process, as we had taught you to go to the center of your head and look at the back of your brow, there is where you want to see those things you desire for your life. If you wish your body to be a different weight, see it differently. If you want yourself in a particular relationship, see yourself in that relationship. Do not isolate these images from reality, though. Don't put you and your lover somewhere floating in the sky. I mean, if you want to have a close relationship with someone, see yourself walking on the beach with them, going places with them, kissing them, loving them, being close to them, and see others supporting you. See the parents supporting you. See the brothers, the sisters, the relatives supporting you, friends supporting you in this relationship. Do not have it as an isolated, separate consciousness. Put it on the screen of reality. And then when you have it the way you want it, when you see exactly what you want, and you've created that picture here within yourself, then you release it outward. You just release it in an expanding vibration outward, and you let go and you let God. It is that simple. What it does is it gives you a chance to create and change the things you want to change before you send out your prayer, so that you're not sending it out, pulling it back, fixing it, sending it out, pulling it back, fixing it, sending it out, pulling it back, fixing it, and then losing faith every time you have to readjust the picture because you didn't do it consciously and in full control. Do not let your vision go from you unless you wish it to come back to you. A like attracts a like. So visualize prayer. You find yourself a comfortable position. The meditative position is wonderful for this. You go over your rainbow bridge, reach your union with God, then create your visualized prayer, giving it life, giving it sound, color, light, sound, and motion. See that within the visualized prayer, color, light, sound, and motion, and establishing that within you. Then when you are ready to receive it, let it go, receive it. Then live in expectation. Expect that prayer to come back to you. Expectation is the magnetism. You expect to get it. You believe in what you are sending out. In success is a little different for every person. The man that climbs the mountain feels success. The man that runs the large corporation feels success. The woman that has a great career feels success. Those human beings that have reached their goals have success. You need to establish a goal now to complete this training, to establish these principles in your subconscious mind and in your consciousness. It is important that you establish this power in you. Your success in the later training, in the later months of this training, depends on how you have put this rainbow bridge into your consciousness. I cannot overemphasize this enough. You should be doing it every moment you can do it. If you're just sitting waiting for the bus, or you're sitting waiting for something to happen, or in your house, nothing else to do, you're going to the bathroom, go over the bridge. Before you eat, go over the bridge. Keep going over the bridge until you have that steady repetition, until you have it deep, deep, deep in your mind, deep in your consciousness. It is part of your experience, part of your life. To do it once a day, it's going to take you a long time to get it. Maybe many, many years. Maybe not even in this lifetime. But by concentrated repetition, by using this power, you will establish control. Again on the meditation, let's keep coming back to this, for this is the key, the meditation, over the rainbow bridge, this month to establish this principle in your consciousness. We're not going to be talking about it as much next month or the month after. So it's up to you, self-masters, to put this practice into your life and into your disciplines. You are creating a vortex of light and energy. You are changing your auric structure by consciously breathing this bridge through study and practice, through a foundation, through visualized prayer, through your successes, you are creating a new power in your aura. Your aura will change. Now, some people do not want you to change. See, they have you in a picture. They are comfortable with you the way you are now. And you're going to disturb their comfort zone when you begin to change. You're going to find if the negative forces of the universe cannot come directly at you, and you win the victory of not letting them disturb your meditation, they'll try to come through the people that are close to you, your family. If they can't come through your family, then they'll try to come through your friends and relations that are further out. And if they can't come through your friends and relationship, they'll come through the gas station attendant. They'll come through the clerk down at the bank. They'll come through the waitress. They'll come through some motorist blowing his horn and cursing you out on the road. But I'll tell you, these things will quicken until you have dominion of yourself, till you have self-control, and do not let them knock you from your center. You're creating a vortex, a centering of consciousness. When God gives you the gift of peace in your deep meditation, you must bring this gift out and exercise it in the world. To have it. To keep it in the meditation, oh, it's a lovely place to go. It's so blissful and nice, but when I come out here, it's a bunch of you-know-what. It's because you haven't brought the peace back with you. You did not give the gift away that God gave you. That's the only way you'll have it, is give it away. So when a time of stress comes up, you take that peace from in your heart and then you exercise that instead of your old conditioned reaction. See, you must replace those things that are binding you with the things that free you. The rainbow bridge correlates your consciousness and frees you. Frees you. Repetition creates the vortex, the rhythm of practice. As we go deeper and deeper, we begin to have more personalized experiences too. It's important when you are sharing that you do not get bound up in a bunch of personality. Share your deepest and highest awareness. The people that are here with you are your friends. They're as interested in your growth and development as you are. We here at the headquarters and at Astrophysics School and the Church of Revelation are concerned about your spiritual development. We talk to your soul and your spiritual natures. It is up to you to control your personality levels. This is self-mastery. We're not going to tell you how to act or how to feel or what to think. We're going to talk to you about knowledge that you can use in your life. If you are not using these tools, you will never gain the wisdom and the mastery of them. It takes daily practice and use. The crying students that don't get it because they do not practice, I have little pity for them when they've been told over and over and over to practice. I feel great compassion for them, but they have been the cause of all causes in their universe, just as you and I are the cause of all causes in our universe. The one that has not made it is because they did not practice and free themselves from their old position. They taught more and made more repetitions, confirming and affirming the negative than the positive. Success is accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. To have your positive accomplishment, to reach your goal, to establish the higher union. That is the goal. The union with God. The union with God. God is the goal. These are the tools, the rainbow bridge. As you practice this bridge and you begin to breathe these colors, they will start touching your nervous system. There is four levels to this nervous system you are working with. You have your central nervous system, which has your senses on it. Then you have your autonomic nervous system. It's subtler. This has the autonomic levels and the subconscious mind, the dream states, the vibrational body within that structure. In the sympathetic level of the nervous system, here is your mental capacities of thought, of reason, of logic. More subtle is this light or parasympathetic level to the nervous system. And here's where the light comes on. It's a rejuvenating level. This is where spirit touches you. When you're at that level of perception, you are in contact with spirit. You've made a spiritual contact when you've reached the parasympathetic level or the subtlest body. See, the central nervous system is called the gross body. The autonomic is the subtle. The sympathetic is the subtler. And the light of the parasympathetic is the subtlest of all the bodies. Each one of them give you power and dominion in different areas of your consciousness. They make the four sheaths that are around you. There are four sheaths around your aura. And we'll be talking more about the aura as we go on. Establishing the meditation, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold and white, resting in the white light, joining with God, having that mystical union. You will find that you go from your outer state of feeling in your senses to your emotional state, to your thinking state. None of these are meditation yet. Meditation means union. Meditation cannot be taught. Meditation happens in the moment between two moments, in that space between vibrations, in that leap of consciousness from our separation to our unity. Meditation cannot be taught, only realized. As you use the tools that we give you, you will realize meditation. Meditation is that mystical union. Meditation on God is the mystical union with God. If you meditate on words, you will have a wordy meditation. If you meditate on colors, you will have that. Whatever you meditate on, that's what you will merge with. Meditation is merging. Meditation is union. Meditation is at the heart level. It does not have all the thoughts and words and your language caught up in it. It is beyond your language. It is beyond your senses and sensations. So go deeper and deeper within. And when you feel you're deep within, go deeper. And when you think you're deeper within, go deeper. When you know you're deeper, go deeper. When you believe you're deeper, go deeper. When you see you're deeper, go deeper. When you are deeper, you are there. Do not stop until you have succeeded to reach the deepest state of your consciousness every time you meditate. You are working to build this practice up. We said 5 minutes, adding it up to a half hour, and over the next couple of months to build it up to an hour. Build your meditation. You should be having at least 15 or 20 minutes at this time. Half hour would be ideal. Practice, practice, practice to build the foundation in your consciousness. As we move over this rainbow bridge, we move into color your life, into the positive you, into the mental control, in the development of mastery, in the blending of the higher and lower selves, into God individualization, into the stepping into light, into the I am that I am. Each one of these levels is in every other level too, as you will find as you go deeper into the bridge. The red level attunes us to the physical, the most solid dimension. Black is the absence of color. Black is the absence of color. White is the full presence of all color. The red ray is a segregation out of the white light of this particular vibratory level. It equivalents to our physical body and our instinctive minds. The orange equivalents to our emotional body, emotional or subconscious mind. The yellow equivalents to our mental, lower mental body of reason and logic, of intellect, and our intellectual mind. The green equivalents to our psyche, our soul, our poise, our balance, our knowledge, the environmental mind or psychic mind. The blue equivalates to our higher mental body, abstract area of consciousness, creative mind. The indigo is our individuality united physiologically, psychologically, and spiritually. It's a balance of all three worlds. When you have the indigo, you're in the super conscious mind. When you have the violet and you've reached this level, you have reached your universality, your oneness, your beingness, your knowingness. It is cosmic conscious mind. When you've reached the gold state of consciousness and you're stepping into light, here is your self-mastery, your purpose, discrimination, your self-discipline and self-conscious life. Here you have mastermind. And then when you get to the white level, this is the white light. This is purity and perfection. This is presence as a child of God. This is Christ consciousness. This is union in the ascended state beyond all body contact. It's spiritual union. Returning to your true nature. Returning to the Godhead from whence you fell. Returning back to God. Christ consciousness says, I do not feel. It is blasphemy or evil to be one with God. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Christ thought it not robbery to be one with God. Let that mind of Christ be in you, that pure white light. Level by level, vibration by vibration, we are attuning our nervous systems to the perception of these vibratory rates. They're coming right to our very physical body, to the nervous system. The nervous system is the antenna of the body. It picks up vibratory rates. To be sensitive, to psychometrize, to have clairvoyance, clairaudio, mental telepathy, mental transference, telekinetic powers, teleportation powers, abilities to tap universal mind and cosmic mind and divine mind and infinite intelligence. All this takes an establishment of a step-by-step sequential movement, like crossing over a bridge. Bridging from this dimension and this perception to the inner dimension and inner perception. The inner universe is larger than the outer universe. The whole outer universe will fit in your inner universe. That which is in you is greater than that which is in the world. You have greatness within you. So do not look at this narrow scope, this narrow point of view of looking from the center of your head to the back of the brow. That's a centering technique. But you should feel that you are reaching infinite proportions. Now let's recap these last two lessons. First of all, we establish the rainbow bridge. This is a tool, a spiritual tool we are using. It's been used by all masters, saints, and holy beings from the beginning of time to the present. All religious structures in their esoteric and inner teachings have this rainbow bridge in it. Esoteric Christianity, esoteric Buddhism, yogic sciences, mysticism, spiritualism, the kahuna, the American shamans, and the study of Zen, of Tao, of the ancient Egyptian sciences, of the Nordic teachings of Valhalla and crossing over the rainbow to get to Valhalla, past Lord Odin. All of these religions, all of these schools, all these ancient wisdoms use this rainbow bridge. So you have a tool that is a universal tool. So we establish this as our tool. We also establish that there is a time for meditation. 6, 12, 6 and 12, and at 3. That sunrise, noon, sunset, and midnight, and the middle of the night. Those are the times of cooperative meditation. We've also said to take one of three postures. Either the laying posture, the sitting posture, or the lotus posture. taking one of these postures, you can change, but you should condition yourself to do the same thing over and over again, so your body will relax in that position, your emotions will relax in that position, your subconscious mind will relax and move quicker towards the meditation. We've also established that there is needing study time. We also need practice to establish experiential knowledge, that we do not have to rely on memory, but that we have recall of these experiences through practice recall. We're building a foundation in our subconscious mind, and we're building a foundation of power for later use. You're building up this power now. If you don't build it up later when you go to do things, you won't have the power. It has to be accumulated energy. And so you're accumulating energy and expanding that consciousness within you. It's an expanding consciousness. Through visualized prayer, you're learning to give your prayer clearer and giving it from the third eye or from the vision state and seeing exactly what you want and then letting it go. Whether it be a healing, you're seeing it there first and giving it to God. We never send things to others. We send them to God to send to others. We invoke God into it. You think you're greater than God or greater than the power that's attacking some other being? No. We all call on God. Christ went into the garden and called upon God. Buddha went into the orchard and called upon God. Krishna danced by the river and called God. All call God into action before they did anything. They made the union with God. Muhammad went to his cave to be with God. Know these things, that every great saint, master, and holy being reached this mystical union with God by putting their mind on God. God is the goal. Don't be caught up in all the names, for God is all names and no names. God is everything you see and everything you don't see. Everything it is, was, and always will be. God is manifest and unmanifest and beyond these states. God is giving you free will, choice, and individualization. You are a very rare creature in this whole universe. The dogs don't have self-determination. The bears, the lions, the tigers, the snakes, the cockroaches, the mosquitoes, they don't have self-determination. They don't even have the reason and consciousness to know God as you can. You have been selected. Not even the angelic kingdom can search for God. Not even those that have ascended now can search for God. Only you, here upon this earth, now in this time and space, in the reality of your life, are the chosen one. The chosen one. God is calling. God is always calling you home. He's calling you in love. And He's calling you in truth and in wisdom. Come, come, come home. Come home to the presence of God's love. Use these tools for that goal. Yes, you may desire supernatural powers, psychic abilities, mental control and power. As a mystic, I learned 2/3 power. Gives dominion. Control of mind, freedom of spirit, gives dominion over the fixed patterns of the earth, over the fixed patterns of the five elements. You have dominion over the earth, the sea, and the sky, and all that's on them. Through your meditation, take self-control. Through your meditation, win. Through trance, through merging, through mystical union with God. Be success. I am a 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 success. I will persist till I succeed. 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 I am a success. I am a success. I am a success. Feel that. Feel that success in you? Do you feel that upliftment in your body right now? Do you feel that light that is lifted in you? Get in tune with that. And when God has given you that beautiful gift of peace, of consciousness, of dominion in your meditation, bring it out into the world. Be a living rainbow. Take your rainbow with you every day. And every day and every way, you'll be getting better and better, more stronger. Inner strength will develop in you. You're looking for inner strength. You're looking for mastery. We have a way. Practice. Study. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light for being with us this day.